Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have within you the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So stay with us and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is basic principles of disease and healing. And I might add, too, that the main inspiration for the dialogue on this show comes from the works of Alice Bailey, and she's the founder of the Lucis Trust Organization, and she wrote 24 volumes of literature. And the following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. All disease is the result of inhibited soul life, and that is true of all kingdoms, mineral, vegetable, animal, and human. Well, this is quite a sweeping statement. Can you expand on that?
Yes, I'll try. I should begin by saying that neither Dale nor I are experts in the science of esoteric healing. We have read the book by Alice Bailey of that title, but that doesn't mean we're experts at all. And if people are interested in any of the ideas that we bring up in this discussion, we would encourage them to make their own study of the book by Alice Bailey called Esoteric Healing, because it's a very complex and detailed science. Healing is a very popular topic today. As you've probably noticed, a lot of people want to be healers. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of methods of healing being taught to people in weekend seminars sometimes. And I don't know. I know it's well-intentioned, but I kind of shudder to think that people would consider themselves healers on the basis of a few courses when you think of the many, many years of education that physicians and dentists and chiropractors and nurses have to undergo to become healers. So esoteric healing is the same. It's a complex science, and Dale and I are by no means experts, but we can share a few ideas and see if people are interested.
Yes, and we have to remind our listeners that this is esoteric healing, and it's not quite the same as the allopathic type of healing that you find in hospitals today, focuses pretty much on the physical body. The esoteric healing focuses on the subtle bodies, on the energies of the soul, and it gets back closer to the root cause of many of the diseases that we are faced with today. So it deals with an entirely different realm in the healing process.
It's interesting that the physical body, where illness manifests, that's really the end result, the last stop for whatever is working out, and that ultimately manifests in disease. But as you say, the cause lies in the subtle or energy body called the etheric body. And there's a great deal going on there that we often are unaware of, and we can become more sensitive to, more attuned to, and learn to redirect this energy. The opening thought implies the problem. It's inhibited. The soul, the quality aspect, the inner true person that all of us are, is trying to manifest its love and light through us, the personality inhabiting a physical body. But there are plenty of limitations and faults and errors within us, I think most of us would admit, and these form a blockage to the soul, and that's why its life is inhibited. And there are many kinds of blockages. One of the causes of disease might be lack of vitality. the lack of the life force really coursing through the personal mechanism of the body, mind, and emotions as it should. The opposite of that can also cause disease, overstimulation, too much energy, and overcharging, like running a small electric appliance on too much voltage. And another problem that leads to disease is thwarted or overindulged desire. Either one is bad for you. And so many people probably are driven by deep-seated but not necessarily conscious longings and urgings and desires and hopes and wishes and repulsions and fears, and all of that is desire that's just stewing away subjectively within us and can make us quite ill.
And also many of the diseases that, some of the more prominent ones like cancer and tuberculosis, for example, and the venereal diseases, these are very, very ancient diseases that have been handed down and through the rebirth process. And so we're subject to all of these diseases too, and that we carry them along, and they're very difficult to escape from them because they're actually part of the matter system of our very bodies that we're made of. So those are also adding to the problem, and we might touch upon some of those causes a little later on. But as you were saying about the inhibited soul life, it really is affected by the condition of the centers, the seven chakras that we've talked about before, the etheric centers that exist in the etheric body, and the condition or the openness or the closeness of these centers has a lot to do with how we handle the energies of the soul.
Yeah, those are the points of entry, we could say, for the soul's energy, its force to affect the outer mechanism, which is the person dwelling within a body. And just to review for our listeners, there are seven major centers that follow along the spinal column and that produce levels of consciousness. There's a center at the very base of the spine. And then there's a center called the sacral center, which is in the vicinity of the sexual organs. The next higher up center is the solar plexus in the abdomen. That's the one that's most active in most people. It's the center where the emotions and the desire life are focused. Above that is the heart center, the center which responds to love and to the sense of relationship with others. Above that is the throat center, which is the creative center. And still higher in the forehead is the Ajna center, which awakens as the personality integrates and becomes an agent of the soul. And at the very top of the head, covered by the yarmulke that Jewish people often wear, is the head center, the center of reception for spiritual energies beyond the individual level. All of these are points of energy inlet, and when they are not completely open and functioning in perfect balance with each other, misdirection of energy can occur, and that's what leads to illness.
And each of these centers has a corresponding physical gland, mm-hmm, that is associated with that center.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the Ajna center. In the Ajna center is related to the pituitary, mm-hmm, gland in the head, and the crown chakra is related to the pineal, mm-hmm, gland. So, I mean, those are two very important ones that are getting much more attention today.
And the throat center is in the vicinity of the thyroid. The heart center is associated with the thymus gland, I think.
The vagus.
Vagus nerve. And the solar plexus with the pancreas, is that a gland?
That's one of the organs that's affected by the solar plexus, yeah.
And
the gonads in the sacral center.
And the adrenal gland is associated with the base of spine.
Right.
You can see that we're rather amateurs at this whole science. All we can do is share a few ideas.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today is basic principles of disease and healing. And this show is based on one book in particular of Alice Bailey, and that's Esoteric Healing. And if you'd like to explore esoteric healing much further, you can order the book, and we have a special offer for you today. We'll pay for the shipping if you mention that you heard the book advertised on Inner Sight. And to order the book, you'd have to send Lucis Publishing Company a check for $22. Make the check out to Lucis Publishing Company for $22, and send it to Lucis Publishing Company. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, send the check to Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And once again, write down the title of the book that you want to order, and it's Esoteric Healing. And that's with us paying for the shipping. So the only way you'll get the free shipping is by mentioning that you heard the book advertised on Inner Sight. And we also welcome your donations. Many of you have helped to keep us on the air, and we've been very appreciative of that. And we continue on the air largely as a result of the donations that you've sent and the support that you've given us. So if you'd like to continue giving us some of your support, we'd welcome that. And send your donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And I'd like to get back to our show at this particular time. We were talking about the basic principles of disease and healing with it, which is highly interesting, but as Sarah said, very complex, so we'll continue with that.
Yeah. We were talking about the, I guess you could say, the composition or the constitution of the human being, in addition to the seven centers which conduct energy from the subjective level into the physical body, and the glands that are linked with those centers, and you could say are the distilled expression of those energy centers, because the glands are physical or substantial in effect. In addition to those, there's the whole system of the nadis, which is a Sanskrit word meaning the nervous system, and the complex, intricate, vast system of channels in the nervous system that conduct energy throughout the body, and that is associated with the cerebrospinal system. And fourthly, there is the heart and the bloodstream. All of these systems are conducting energy within us. And when you think about it, what a marvelous piece of work the human being is. And somehow all of these systems are working on a pretty good level with most of us most of the time. But we have to realize that we are responsible for the condition of these systems insofar as we can monitor and become more aware of the quality of energy that we're letting into our minds and into our emotions, and the quality of energy and force that we respond to. If we subject ourselves to the dense quagmire of astral stimulation of a very low sort, we have to realize we're not doing something very good for ourselves in terms of our emotions or our health. And the same with the thoughts we think and the habits we practice. We have to be responsible for our good health. On the other hand, I hate to hear people who become ill blamed for their illness, which sometimes happens. There's the implication that someone who is ill has done something wrong. They've slipped up, or they wouldn't be ill. That's not true, because I've known some perfectly awful people who have enjoyed splendid health. and some wonderful people who have struggled with illness all their lives. Alice Bailey was an example of someone who had very precarious health for years while she was doing her writing of her books and had to have regular transfusions of her blood. She had an illness of the blood. Many very spiritual people struggle with ill health, so it shouldn't be seen as a failure. It's a part of the planet's condition.
And oftentimes there is a karmic relationship with certain illnesses or diseases that we seem to inherit, and those we can't escape. In fact, they may be imposed in a way on us by the soul. The soul chooses to impose this kind of illness by the very fact that it chooses a certain family or a certain karmic link to work out this problem and to in effect to bring about a certain amount of purification, because that's what disease is. It's really a purification process of working through these inhibitions that have created this blockage, or they created the congestion that has led to a cancerous condition. And so there may be a karmic condition there that is being worked through by the soul.
I wonder if that's why some people who have struggled with a major illness, even something like cancer, will say that in a strange way it was something that was very beneficial to them because of what it taught them.
Right. It shouldn't be looked on as a punishment, because that's not what karma is.
No.
It isn't really a punishment. It's an effort to bring back into balance an unbalanced situation.
Mm-hmm.
And disease is one way that balance is brought about.
You mentioned inheritance, and there are different ways of dealing with that concept. I think listeners might think immediately, well, my family has a history of cancer, therefore I have developed this cancer. Yes, there's that kind of inheritance, and the writings of Alice Bailey say that we choose our parents primarily for the type of physical body they will give us, with, I suppose, all of its genetic implications, which is pretty interesting to think about. But there's another kind of inheritance, which is that all of us who live on this planet, and not only human beings, but the animals and the vegetable kingdom and the mineral kingdom, we are all the inheritors of an ancient process of living and dying forms that has gone on for millions and millions of years. And none of us should presume to stand apart from it or be immune from it. We're all living within the energy radiation of each other, and I don't just mean being on a crowded subway car, but that's a good metaphor for it. We're all breathing each other's air. We're all sharing each other's life energy. We're all absorbing and being affected by each other's emotional and mental force and each other's goodness and each other's impurities. We're all swimming in a sea of energy and force that is shared with the other creatures that are presently living and with all of the lives that have come and gone. We could talk about the soil of the earth. I mean, it's fascinating what's said in the books.
Yeah, I mean, as it says in the books, and I have no way of proving this, but I mean, humanity.
That shouldn't stop you.
Humanity. No, it won't stop me. I'm just going to plow
march
ahead
right,
here.
Right ahead.
And make all these big claims that I can't prove.
Who's
but
telling you?
It says that humanity has spent millions and millions of years on this earth, and the very soil on which the earth is made is already tainted by the matter, and the substance is tainted already and conditioned by the history of our past. And as we know, at the time of death, the soul departs the body, but the body stays behind and it disintegrates, and the particles return to the soil or to the very substance or the reservoir of substance which makes up the earth. And so we are inheriting that vast history of human living over millions of years. And this is what our bodies are made of. And each life, hopefully, brings about a little bit more of the perfection and restitution and lifting and perfecting of the substance.
The writings of Alice Bailey make a very interesting comment on the soil of the earth and the practice of some cultures of burying their dead animals and human beings, burying them within the earth. And she says that that is a major cause of the disease that all of us suffer from today, because the soil has absorbed and been impregnated by all of these diseased germs of countless forms that have been buried in the earth, and that it would be much better to subject the form to either the purifying rays of the sun before disposing of the dead form, or by fire. And that makes you think of the practice of the Zoroastrian religion, which it's a quite a difficult practice for us to think about. They put out their dead on platforms to decompose in the wind and the sun. But actually, according to what the writings of Alice Bailey say, that's a very appropriate way to dispose of the diseased physical body when it's no longer needed. And then there's the Hindu practice of cremation, of fire, which consumes the all of the body completely. Contrast that with the modern Western tradition of embalming the body and putting it in the earth, which apparently is a much more contaminating source of illness. And it's an interesting thing to think about, because we are all living on an earth that has been the recipient of so many dead bodies, and our own bodies, if we believe that we live over and over again. It's something to think about without getting terribly morbid over it.
And then there's another aspect to the inheritance, too, and that's what each soul, each life creates and inherits down through the ages. I mean, we have used and misused our energies, and we have built up over centuries and centuries the taints that our bodies, our soul experience, and we bring all that with us. We tend to bring all those old tendencies with us again into the next life.
We pick up where we left off.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's also part of the problems.
And there is, perhaps to put a cap on all this, also the realization that we are inheriting a world that is struggling on a very high level toward perfection. It isn't just we human beings who are aspiring to a higher level, but it's said that God himself is evolving and achieving perfection. And so no wonder there is an imperfect manifestation of life on all levels, and no wonder there is illness. We are all moving forward in our evolutionary path.
And once again, if you'd like to order the book, you may do so. The book upon which this show is based is an Alice Bailey book, the title of which is Esoteric Healing. And we're giving you a discount on the book today, but you do have to mention that you heard the book advertised on the show Inner Sight in order to get the discount. The discount comes in the form of Lucis Trust will pay for the shipping. And you have to send the check to, or a money order for that matter, make it out to Lucis Publishing Company and send it to Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, that would be a money order or a check made out to Lucis Publishing Company, and send it to 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight, and now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.